The virtues and distinct features of Ramadan. Allah has made the month of Ramadan a distinct one and attributed to it many virtues, such as Allah made fast in it one of the pillars in Islam. Allah says in verse 185 of chapter Al-Baqarah, the month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it. In the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them, Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Islam is based on five pillars, testifying that none is worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger, performing the prayers, paying zakah, fasting during the month of Ramadan, and performing hajj to the house of Allah, i.e. the Kaaba. Allah revealed the Quran during the month of Ramadan, as in the above mentioned verse. Allah placed the night of Al-Qadr as one of the nights of this month, and this night is better in reward than the worship of 1,000 months. Allah says in verses 1 through 5 of chapter Al-Qadr, indeed, we sent it, i.e. the Quran, down during the night of Al-Qadr, and what can make you know what is the night of Al-Qadr? The night of Al-Qadr is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit, i.e. Jibreel, descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter. Peace it is upon the believers until the emergence of dawn. Allah made fast in it with full faith and in hope for the reward result in the forgiveness of all previously committed sins. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan faithfully out of sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah's reward, all his past sins will be forgiven. This is reported in the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them. Allah opens the gates of paradise and seals the gates of hell. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Ramadan begins, the gates of paradise are opened, and the gates of hell are closed, and the devils are chained. This is reported in the books of Imams Al-Bukhari and Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon them. Allah frees chosen slaves from hell daily. Abu Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah frees a number of people every night when it is time for breaking the fast, i.e. sunset. This is reported in the book of Imam Ahmad. In another narration, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah frees a number of people every day and night, i.e. during the month of Ramadan, and each slave has a supplication that will be responded to. Fasting this month expiates one's sins so long as one refrains from committing the major great sins. In the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him, Abu Umama, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the five daily prayers, and from one Jum'ah prayer to the next Jum'ah prayer, and from Ramadan to Ramadan, are expiations for the sins committed in between their intervals, provided the major great sins are not committed. Fast in it, followed by 6 days from the month of Shawwal, is counted like fasting the entire year. In the book of Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy upon him, Abu Ayyub, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, he who fasts in the month of Ramadan, then fasts for 6 days in the month of Shawwal, it is as if he has fasted for the whole year. Performing Umrah during this month is counted as the performance of Hajj in reward. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one of the women from the Ansar, "What prevented you from performing Hajj with us?" She said, "We only had two camels which we used to get water on, and my husband and son went on one of them to Hajj and left me and the rest of the family the other one to get water with." Thereupon he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "When Ramadan comes, go and perform Umrah, as doing so is equivalent to performing Hajj." This narration is mentioned in the books of Imams al-Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah have mercy upon them. In another narration, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "It is equivalent to performing Hajj with me."